Charlton said, that's good. He says, good. What is good? It is perfect, flawless. There are no imperfections. I don't know how the enemy has taken our minds and make us believe that we cannot walk in the maturity of Yah. We can walk in Almighty Yahweh's maturity. We can. But we must allow His rule to govern us. It can't be mama's tradition or daddy's. It cannot be what we call African Americans or colored folks or Caucasians tradition. It has to be the way of Yah. For all the ways of the Bible are pure in His own sight. But Yah, He ponders, He weighs the balance of a man. That's what He does. Has to be His way. His way is right. One way. One way. One way to Yah. There's only one way. Hallelujah. So He must restore it. And He began with judges. Men with strength. Like our forefathers. They could judge what was right. Even our natural parents could say, you're telling a lie. You're not telling the truth, boy. Bring me that rod. Because he would drive the foolish spirit from the child. Yeah, I did it, Dad. I'm sorry. Oh, yes, Daddy. Yes, yes. I won't do it again. You never experienced that. I did. I was raised by my grandmother. She was a burly, physically big woman. And the only thing my grandmother had to do, she simply, she looked at you. Very little verbiage. You did. You understood. Her countenance, her expression spoke volume. She did not have to say, David, boy, if I have to tell you again, you're in trouble. She didn't do that. You knew the code of righteousness. And what that code would do would always restore you, wouldn't it? Would it not? It would always bring you back to that sensibility and that mind that granny or papa intended for you to have. And you knew when you remove yourself, you did it now. Outside of that realm, there were consequences. And so it is with Yah. Let me give you a few more scriptures before I close. Hallelujah. He says, I'm going to restore the judges back unto Yisrael. It is most important. Because the judges, and we see that in scripture, in the scroll, the Tanakh, they judge every matter. And every matter was judged righteously. It was only when they began to be removed away from the truth of Yah by gifts. It is the gift of the wicked that perverts the just judgment of Almighty Yah. And so the enemy has perfected that today. And so there is nothing that is compared by the standards of it. That's all judging is. You compare it, you put it up to the standards of Almighty Yahweh, and see whether it meets those criteria. He must restore that. He must bring that to pass. And it's going to begin there. The strength of Israel began to blossom when there were judges in the midst, when they had men to judge, stand before them. When they died, when they were removed, they did everything. There was nothing beyond their reach. They went to Belapora, Baal, Ashtaroth, Molech, Molcham. It was only when the judge would stand and speak the determination of Almighty Yahweh that fear would engrip their hearts. And they will turn and cry out unto you. And you see, we're missing that spirit today. It must be restored. And look at what Mark says. Look at their attitude. It must be restored. It must be. It must be. And when you see that's been restored, you're going to see people that began to mature. It's in the military. The Vietnam era non-combat veteran. Of course, back then they drilled us. Today they pacify them. But back then you would drill. Because they knew that there was a war. We're coming out of a war. And the drills, they did not play. You had men that had experience in battle. And they did not play with you at all. When they commanded you to do something, you did it. What will they do? They can't do what they did then, today. And when you got out of hand, they knew how to restore you. They brought you back. We are people that's out of hand. We're far removed from the simplicity that He has ordained for us. You know, life is simple, isn't it? Where the psalmist said here that it wasn't me that awakened myself, but I, bless Yah, just given, put that breath in me. And I was able to get up. What a great, mighty thing that is. I don't think we understand that. Everything He does is good. It's great. It's mighty. Rise up. Every day He restores you, doesn't He? Everything in His creation deals with that restoring. Leaves off the trees. You know why they fall off. See, when the leaves fall, because there's a restoring there. It is the new buds that push the dead leaves off. That's what pushes them off, the new buds. It's just, boom, life is here. And so when the power of that life of HaMashiach is real in us, and that is the trees of Torah, we begin to see the beauty of Yahweh. Trees are very beautiful when leaves begin to change colors. Are they not? I don't know if you all get much of that in this part of the world. This is another world here, as I said. You go from the most southern tip of Texas to the northern, it's farther than what, almost as far as what we've traveled to get here. So someone comes from the southern tip to the northern tip, it is as far to drive as it is from Jefferson, South Carolina to here. This is another nation, another world. And so everything that Yah does is a process of restoration. We must be restored. He must begin with the judges. And when He brought Israel out of Mizraim, Egypt, the first thing He did, He judged them because He saw what was in them. At their flesh pots, their sin pots, the pleasure of sin. And that is all the metaphor the flesh pots were. The gathering of the music, the sinful activities. It's almost like the water cooler at work, where you hear all the gossip and all the lies and the frivolity, all the sporting takes place there. They replace the water cooler now with the coffee machine. And everyone walk in like that today. Hallelujah. Bear with me for a few moments. Deuteronomy 16:18. Judges and officers shall you make in all of your gates, not some, but all of your gates, which Yahweh your Abba gives you throughout your tribes, Israel, that they shall judge the people with just judgment. It cannot be a judgment of respect. Yah, His judgment is just. And when He brings about a judgment, it is based upon the Torah, the law, what He has given out to man, that he can walk in this biological sphere, in this earthly sphere, and please Him in all things. And it's not that we cannot. This whore has told us, well, you can't do it. No one can walk without sin. Lies. Lies from hell. Oh, you want to defy the Most High? Why? Put breath in us this morning. Why would you defy that? Just to know that and make you think about all the goodness that He has done. And your inward part in your being shout, hallelujah. 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 At every step you take, because you know it's the life of His breath in you, you shout, hallelujah. His name is going to be restored into Israel. Not the world. They're going to blaspheme it. It's become an apostate thing to them. But in the true house, His name is going to be restored. And they're going to call upon Almighty God. And they will know. He said, Moshe, I will call the judges. And those to stand in the gate, and they will watch everything, and they will look and say, Dave Roberts, not right. Spirit is not right. Even in the old congregation of the Baptists, Methodists, Pentecostals, they will say, boy, your heart had to get on your knees. He gets down there and cries, oh, oh, oh. Gets up after it. Oh, mother, laboring with her own sons, many battles, many great afflictions and trials, many hardships. She will look at him and say, boy, you cry, but the tears are not one of deep sorrowfulness. Get down on your knees, boy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And while he gets up, she says, get down. And all of a sudden, it is just the temperament or the change in his cry. It's one of great supplication of deep mourning. It's that high. Now that's the right one. That's the one. That's the one. Oh, that's the one there. The other ones, that is the one. That is the one that I know that there's a transformation taking place there. Hallelujah. And then Jacob began to holler like that. You see, the mercies of Almighty God. The judgment must be one that is just, righteous, pure. We need judges. We need men of strength. We need the mothers to stand and to teach your young daughters how to love your husbands, how to be keepers of your home, how to be kindly affectionate to your husband man, how to reverence him. We need other men that have gone through the course of life to teach the men how to be sober and vigilant, because Yahweh just commanded the husband, love your wife. You'll hear that. He commands you mothers to teach the young women how to love their husbands. Teach them how to be keepers of home. Raising your children. So he commands you, daughter, just reverence your husband. Reverence him. When he said that, that's all right, reverence him. You're my husband, man. That must be restored. The society has taught us that's why the homes are illegitimate. No! It's why the babies are being born the way they are. Must come back. He must restore it. We need men of that character, that strength, to bring the pure judgment of Almighty Yah. And it must be in the house Israel. The world, he's not worried about that. I'm telling you, he's not. He's worried about his people. The wicked. Scripture says that a wise man, he understands both time and judgment. The wicked shall do wickedly, and that's what they do. A wise man, he understands what Yah speaks. He understands the value of his restoration. But a wicked man, he would do wickedly, and he understands nothing at all. I want to read a few scriptures. I can find them quickly. David says, hallelujah. Solomon in Mishlei, Proverbs 25. He says, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yahweh understand all things. Evil men, they do not understand the restoration. And it takes judgment to restore. Can I show us a metaphor that here's a young man that his life has been totally erratic. And his dad sits down with him and says, boy, you're going to have to change. I didn't raise you that way. These are not the principles that I imparted in you. When the dad began to show the boy where he's come from, When he began to show the young man how he has labored tremendously, vice versa, with a mother and daughter, when that young man began to understand that the very important things that his father has imparted in him, you will find a breaking of that young man. The tears will begin to flow. And you will begin to see his life beginning to move not ahead in the same progressive manner, but he will begin to digress back to the principles and the values that he knew that were strong in his life. And we must go back to the old way. I'm not talking about blood offerings and sacrifices. He takes no pleasure in that. He takes pleasure in us obeying him. And we must be restored back to that mind that he gave unto Adam, that he obeyed him, that bit out, he obeyed God. We must be restored. And restoration is final today. One of my prayers is, Yasinda Nabi, the prophet. Don't need but one for America. I'm not talking about the pseudo Nabis. I'm talking about the true prophet. Don't need but one. Just one. He can handle the whole America. Hallelujah. And that's what we need in this nation, the people of Almighty Yah. Evil men understand not judgment. The men that seek Yahweh, they understand all things. Listen to what David said in Jehiliam, Psalms 37:28. For Yah, he loves judgment. And forsake not his kidushim, the saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. He loves judgment. The Torah teaches us that. That's what HaMashiach come to teach us. If we, as Yaakov said, if we would judge ourselves, we will have no need that any man should judge us. You hypocrite. You condemn your brother with that spirit of hatred. And you're doing the same thing that you tell him he ought not to be doing. Come on, sister. Come on, brother. You're condemning him and saying he ought not to do that, and you're doing worse. Hallelujah. He's going to restore that spirit in Israel. He must. And if he doesn't do that, there will be no restoration. We're not going to be restored. We're going to be a dysfunctional people, scattered as we are. And a little group gets together here like they do in Victory, and they say, well, Pastor Robinson said this, and I just cannot see that. So we're going to organize our own little thing, or Pastor Robinson said that, well, I just don't like the way he said it. Had a man call me the other day, he wrote me and he called me, he said, you use the word wife instead of wives. I say, okay, what's the issue? Well, I think you need to get that right and repent. I say, man, if you do not get out of my face, and I said it that way, I say, you're full of hypocrisy. You wicked man. It would be different if I used that in an expression meant to deceive, but there was no deception there. It was simply my grammar, the grammation, my vernacular, my speech. It was not discreet. So it was not meant to lead someone down an errant path. I was simply talking, I said, and you call me, you judge me, and you send me your telephone number, and don't even give me an area code. What happened? Did you forget? Or you made an error too? That's the situation. Yah has not made a mistake. He has not made a mistake in the minds, the elders here, that we need some restoration. We need to restore ourselves unto the commonwealth of Israel with our brothers and our sisters. I did not take this long journey just for pleasure, right? Pastor Robinson said, I can find pleasure at home. Gardens, seeds to get started, many things to do. And there certainly was not for some kind of monetary reward. It has to be the Ruah and the leading of Almighty Yah, because if I wanted to travel all over the world, I could do it because I have people all the time. Please come here. Come here. Come here. talk about Pastor Robinson at home, we the man has a genuinely very sweet spirit. I'll talk to all kinds of preachers now. Many I don't even mess with again. I don't. I would not even let them come to victory. That's the truth. But I said something that is very genuine there. There's a beauty there. And I like that. Never met him biologically. But I said that. Now come on, brothers and sisters. The scripture tells you, if you have an elder that rules well, he's worthy of honor. Especially when they live in doctrine. And in Torah, the hypocrisy that has overtaken the people. My, it's so sad. We need to be restored back to the mind of HaMashiach. Let that mind that was in him be in us as well. We need that mind. If we don't get that mind, we're going to be a dismal thing. We're going to be a shame unto God. And we need that mind, brothers and sisters. We need it. Let me read this quickly. It's in Jeremiah chapter 9. I'm going to read these verses quickly. Jeremiah 9, verses 23 through 24. Just two verses. Jeremiah says, this is what Yah says. The wise must not boast in his wisdom. He must not. He cannot boast in his wisdom. He says, the mighty man cannot boast in his wisdom or his might. The rich must not boast in his riches. But the one who boasts should boast in this, that he understands and knows me. He gave me breath this morning. What a wonderful thing to say to the Yah. But you know those that in Texas that didn't get up with breath this morning? Grieve cannot praise him. He needs to restore us back to the simple things. How we told in all things or some things. In some things or all things. In a few things, we should give Todah. Yada thanks unto Yah. So if you can thank him in the small things, you can thank him for everything. And that is the truth. He says that you know me, that I am Almighty Yah, showing faithful, look that he said, I'm faithful, showing faithful love, justice and righteousness on the earth, for I delight in these things, this that Yahweh declares. He declares that he delights in justice, in the just judgment. We need Sadiqa judgment. We need the righteous mishpah, the judgment of Yah. We need that. It's what builds the strength of the character. It's going to take that. Some of you elderly ones, you tell me you have not been taken back to the days when you were young and you think about some of those days and the things that mother put in you. Are they not foundational strengths to what you taught your children or what has sustained you? You continue to restore the same attributes that you knew that they were good and of quality that were put in you. You restore them in your sons, your daughters. That's what you do. Are we not the children of Yah? He must restore that. That was there from the beginning. He has to. And we can't be found kicking against the prick. You cannot fight him. You cannot fight the man of Yah, your leader. Go need a leader. That's foolishness. You need a leader. Even the world shows you that. Yes, they do. In every aspect of the world, they show you need a leader. The CEOs, the presidents. Do we have a leader of this nation? We have a congress that says, you can't send a surge. He says, I know what you say, but I got constitutional lawyers here, boys. I'm going to send the troops there. And so they do things for a little show, or little, just to make the public amuse. But he is a leader. He is a leader. Say what you want to. Did not Yahweh send Samuel to Israel and ordain the prophet? I mean the kings. Did he ordain Shaul as the king? Did he ordain Saul? Yeah. Come on, brothers and sisters. Did not the prophet Samuel lay hands, same ball of oil? Did he anoint his Saul? Did he anoint him? Yeah. Did he use the same ball of oil to anoint David? Yeah. Were they not judges? Yeah. Sure they were. David judged the people. Yeah. He judged them.
The same prophet ordained one that rebelled. Did not Shaul rebel against you? Did he destroy him? Did David rebel? Did he destroy him? He destroyed his house. It's only because of the promise to the seed. That's the only reason. Come on, his sons were crazy. They madmen, Rehoboam, his daughter, Tamar, rape. Come on! What he did brought a, he caused the name of Yah to be blasphemed and apostasy in the house. Those things must be restored. He's going to restore all things, the luster, the beauty. He's going to restore the joy. We don't have much joy in this Yorkshire, do we? No, we don't. He's going to restore the joy. As David said, restore the joy of mine, Yorkshire, my salvation. You get up in the morning, you just bless him for that. Knowing that he is. Come on. I told the people, seeing us have beautiful voices, I don't sing, but I sing all the time because I make songs up. I cannot remember one song. I make them up all the time as I go. I sing from what flows. Hallelujah. That's what I sing. All the time. All day. Don't need no words. Because I allow the life of His Word to flow. And I'll just sing. Let me close with a few more scriptures, then I'm going to close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read quickly from the Midbar, Numbers. I want to read this in my closing, in quarter verse before I close. In Numbers chapter 25, I want to read verses 1 through verse 5. This idolatrous worship in Israel became because the judges had lost their perspective. Just like Eli with his sons, Hophni and what was the other one? Yes. And he saw their wickedness, and yet he would not deal with that justly. And he caused the very power of the ark of Yah to be removed. When you do not have men that will stand in pure judgment to judge us, to tell us where we are going in a direction that is diametrically opposed to Yah, then we will find ourselves walking in our own self-righteousness, which is as filthy rags. And then when someone confronts you about the issue, well, I want to tell you something, Pastor Robinson, now. I've been around just a while. I know you have. You've been around every pagan worship tree there is. Just like Israel, around every bay tree, where they can find a tree, they raise an altar. Hallelujah. He says, Moshe, for Israel, Numbers 21:25. Yah says, while Israel was staying in Achaia Grove, the people began to have, now that's what that means, they literally began to have sexual relationship with the women of Moab. The women invited, they began to commit whoredom. They invited them, listen now, to sacrifice to their gods. And the people ate and they bowed and worshiped to their gods. So Israel, when you turn away from the pure worship of Yah, and we must do that in Ruah, it must be the life and the witness of Yahshua. He is the life of the living word. We must do it in Ruah spirit and in the power of his government, Torah. HaMashiach said that Yah seeketh such to worship him in Ruah spirit and in truth that the Torah is genuine. What from the mitzvah that he has changed? What from his Torah? He has not. HaMashiach preached from that book. You all know this. It's nothing new to you. So Israel, they alienated itself with. Now they became alienated. Opposed. Set apart from Yah with Baal Peor. And Yahweh's, listen now, his Yira, his anger, his wrath, his anger burned. He's going to set this nation on the course of hell.
going to burn from the belly of this country. We're going to save. You're not saving nothing.
He's going to save his people from their transgression. America is going to burn. The fire of his wrath is coming down. Say what you want to. You can justify it. You say what you want to. She's going to burn. And Yahweh's hand is coming down. The patriots are not going to save it. What's our friend that lives here in Texas in Austin? What's his name? Say it now for me. Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. He's not saving nothing. He's not the new Illuminati. He's not the new world order. Yah has given his kingdom is a world. His kingdom is an order. The kingdom of Yah is an order. He has an order. He has a government that you're not going to defy it. That's why the kingdom he's going to rule with a rod of iron. You're not going to do what you want to. You're going to do what he has instructed us. There's going to be a delight in doing it. The kingdom is going to be done that way. And so the patriots and all of these fanaticals think they're going to save America. I'm set for one thing. I'm set for a defense of the hope of Yahshua. That's it. I'm not set to defend black men, white men. You're damned to no man. I'm set to defend the power and the character of his word. Any man defends a white man, he's going to be damned. Any man that defends a black man or Mexican, whomever. I defend truth. I stand for his truth. That's what we're set for. I'm not here to defend America. I'm here to defend his name. I'm a soldier. I want to finish the work of a good soldier. I'm a good soldier. I want to be a good soldier. I tell people all the time, I'm not a soldier. I'm a warrior. In between a soldier and a warrior, he dies. So I'm ready to die. I don't bear the sword in vain. I got a sword. And I pull it from my sheath. And if you all thought that Conan was tough, you haven't seen Preacher Dave when he began to use the sword. Hallelujah. So I'm set to defend the message of HaMashiach. The kingdom of Yahweh. Not America, not Iraq, not Iran, not Russia. Come on, they sent our sons there to die for these pauper's rich pigs. Say what you want to. They die. Don't tell me, what has the freedom in America gotten us? Rebellious, wicked people. Our sons are dying, our daughters are over there, their children are dying for what purpose? For someone to get rich, the country's in worse shape than what it was. Come on, you parents, you had children. Some children, you had to deal with them a little different than you dealt with some. Some you never had to spank. I preached a message on that when that began. It's just a spirit of Babylon uniting. It's a confused spirit in this country. And we will defend that. We will send our children and say it's honorable to get them freedom. It's a deceitful lie. Say what you want to. Oh, I know that we were propagandized and said that Mr. Saddam was a tyrant and all of that. And because we're such a gullible people, we just don't know. We allow television to shape our thinking and everything that we know. It's from that little boob tube, that little twisted thing. And to deal with the Shiites and the Kurds and the people, yet there was some normality there. Well, he killed people. Well, they're sending our soldiers there and they're dying too. Sure they are. You teach a young 18-year-old how to kill someone, blow someone up, that's not of Yah. The reason is that way because of the sin, the wickedness, and the greed of man. He didn't need them to bring that man down. Yahweh said the heart of the king is in every heart of every king is in the hand of Almighty Yahweh. And as he turned the rivers of water, so he turned the heart of the king. You didn't put Mr. Bush there. He's the man that Yah wanted there. That little Nicodemus vote, you think that count out? Where black folks died, so you must vote. Don't make me say what I want to say, all right. You're not going to put Mr. Clinton there. Y'all knew exactly the spirit of this nation would afford him. So it put a man there just unfaithful and brings him to shame. So you all could see the filth of this Jezebel. You defend it? I defend here. Hallelujah. Our freedom. We got freedom. We're in bondage. This nation is deaded out. No fire. Homes are dysfunctional. No daddies there. Our great-great-granddaddy didn't make but 10 cents a day, but he was there. Mama had to plow in the field and hold a cotton. She was there. The daughter wasn't out there illegitimately producing families without a husband. You got to say what you want to. That's what Yah is going to restore the mind of HaMashiach unto Yisrael. America's going to burn. She's going to burn with fire. The fire of his anger, his judgment, his indignation upon this nation that, I use this expression, quote, glorifies every kind of filth, every kind of vile thing it is. Those young men and women are that miserable. They just have no pulpit to express it. And someone getting rich and they just gave a young man, what do you expect? Young man 100 years because they said he raped an Iraqi woman. Come on. Come on. Same young man that got shot at, died, saw his friends die. They gave him 100 years. They got a soldier over there in the Philippines that we're supposed to be over there protecting them, helping them. They got him in jail over there. He'll get 100 years. One just in Japan. You put these young men and women together, you think their hormones don't bounce like balls? Come on. Not a place for a woman. That's what got David in trouble, wasn't it? Time of the year that king should have went out to battle. He wanted to stay around with the women. And found himself looking at another man's wife. And because of that, he fell into sin. We close with this verse here. Bless you all. He says, they went to worship Baal, and Yah's anger was kindled against Israel. And Yahweh said to Moses, take all the leaders of the people and execute them. That's what he says. Now take all the leaders and execute them in broad daylight before Yah, so that his burning anger may turn away from Israel. Look what Moshe did. So Moshe told Yisrael judges, he went to the judges, said, kill each of the men who alienated themselves with Baal of Peor. We need those men with strength and character to judge and to bring and to restore the judgment back. And once we begin to restore judgment, Yahweh, correct me. Correct Israel in your judgment and not in your anger. Least we, you bring us to nothing. He's going to restore his people. He's not going to restore no more than he's going to restore Africa, as he's going to restore Russia. No more he's going to restore America. No more he's going to restore China. He's going to restore Israel, his people. He's going to restore the house. Those that were called elected from the fountain. He's going to restore that mind. So he's not restoring some nation called America. He's restoring the nation in America that is the called out elect of his people. That's what he's restoring. That's all, brothers and sisters. And for us, come on. We say we're Americans. I'm a son of Yah. And for us to defend the corruption of this nation, it is wrong. It's just absolutely wrong. For us to become patriotized with America, I'm a patriot in the army of HaMashiach. And I'm dressing it right and marching down. I'm covered on every side. I'm covered. Dressing right and covered down. 40 inches all around. Dress it right and cover down. That's one of the drills in the military. You have to dress it right. You have to be right dressed. The man on your right, you have to be dressed with him. And your steps have to be in sequence. Shoom, 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 shoom. When you march. So you dressed it right. And you made sure you were covered down. You didn't have to look over and say, right now you can do that. You knew you were dressed right. Because the one on your right, he was dressed right to you. And the one on your right was dressed right to you. How much you sit on the right hand? He's dressed right. He is dressed right now. He's dressed right in the garment of. Sadiqa. May God bless you all and enrich you all. May He restore unto Israel, His house, His people, those things that the canker worm has eaten and destroyed. Whereby the viability and the power and the tikvah, the hope of Yahshua, is real. And men will see that. And they will see that great honor. And because they see that, will say, who is the one you serve? And because they see it, they will begin to honor Yah. They began to say, tell me about Him. We that are wise, we will win the souls of Yah. That's how a wise man wins the being, the soul. He that is wise wins. Is Yahweh wise? He hasn't lost one, has he? Has he ever lost a battle? Come on. He's never lost a battle. So our defense is for Yahweh. We're not going to defend America. We're going to defend the righteousness of Almighty Yah. May Yah bless you. Pastor, shalom. Toter. Bless you all today. Thank you kindly.
Well, that was a simple message. It was simply true. It was simple because it wasn't complicated with a lot of man-made traditions and complexities like that.
Yes.
He said, you can say what you want to. Well, I'll say what I want to. I say, the American dream is about to become the American nightmare. We were on the verge of that. And I appreciate the inspiration I was given this morning. Some people said, you can't get, some people are trying to get revived and never been revived in the first place.
Yeah.
I believe Pastor Roberts has been revived. And if we need to be revived, it's because we died, isn't it? Something happened. So we need to keep this life and don't let it die.
Sure.
We won't have to be revived.
Yes.
But we all need that refreshing.
Yes.
And where do you get that? From the fountain of living waters. That's
yes.
where it comes from. Well, I appreciate you've honored us by coming here. But doubly by coming and sharing what you had. How far was it you came? 1,100 miles. We do appreciate the fact that you've come. We're going to break for lunch, and we want to continue to be in fellowship with you and with everybody. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that you will restore. And I thank you that we can be part of that restoration, Father. Just bless your people today. Bless these people, the families represented, and the congregations represented here, the individual sheep represented. Now bless the food that's been prepared. Thank you for the women that have prepared this for us. Now just direct us now today and guide us together in our fellowship with you in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. Okay.